What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one.
Peace.
So my mom messaged me. She was watching the first couple episodes. Or no, the last couple episodes. And she was like, yeah, I thought it was really funny. But like, there was a solid like 6 minutes of you guys just like setting up the headphones at the very beginning. I think two episodes ago when we like it was fucking up and it was only in one ear and so we were trying to figure it out. Oh, damn it. We just like left it in. I mean, I kind of liked it. I thought it was a little bit. I thought it was like kind of like charming, a little behind the scenes. You know what I mean? What goes on behind the scenes to put together a production like this? Sometimes she's just like, there was like a solid like 6 minutes. I think like more, you know, professional podcasts usually edit that out. And I was like,
oh my.
I was like, yeah, you're definitely right. But also, it's kind of funny. I don't know.
I didn't even know I did that. We got mommed up.
I think like,
we got Cody mommed.
I think podcasts are, I don't know. I like now I'm kind of like, I like when they lean more natural.
Okay.
Instead of like, oh, this is a production, it's more just like, this is us chilling. Because, you know, that's what it is.
You don't like the pretending, basically.
Yeah.
Like most people would.
I don't like to do any work.
Yes.
So I don't like to prepare at all. I just like to sit down and just kind of, you know, have a, what are you going to eat this on the mic?
Yeah.
What even is this?
Quest bar.
What? That looks like a rocky road. That looks like a dessert.
I mean,
what is it? Cookies and cream? Because you can't fucking.
I got it from a gas station. It's like, guarantee this is expired. But we'll see how this tastes.
Watch Noel have food poisoning on this episode. How are you eating right now? It's Thanksgiving. You should be fucking saving room.
Well, we had a pre-Thanksgiving at Elena's sister's place.
Last night?
Yeah.
So you should be not even hungry right now.
I'm starving.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What'd you eat? How was it?
It was amazing.
Okay.
It's actually the best part of Thanksgiving for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I think that's why I don't give a shit about the bigger party. Because I have my own little private party that I have without everyone else. It's very, like, loner of me.
Okay.
But we had full turkey. We had everything.
Really? And it was just the two?
Just me, Alina, her sister, and her husband.
That's sick.
Yeah.
And you had the whole deal? The whole spread?
Yeah, we get everything to us.
And then where are you going today?
Her mom's place. Okay. There's going to be, like, 50 people there.
Oh, really? What time?
I don't know.
I didn't realize, like, I forgot that Thanksgiving.
Irving? That Molly's still kicking in from last night. Happy birthday. I forgot that Thanksgiving.
I'm excited. I'm super excited for Thanksgiving. What the fuck was I even? Oh, yeah. In America, Thanksgiving starts mad early. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
That, like, it's not. In Canada, it's like we go over at 7 and, like, you know, that's when we eat.
Wow.
And thanks. In America, it's like people can't fucking wait.
Mm-mm.
And they need, like, by noon, that's when shit gets popping.
Uh huh.
I think he wants to eat at noon, Kelsey's uncle. So.
Noon? Oh, hell no.
Or something like that. I don't know. That's why I got to leave so fucking early.
Okay. No. I mean,
we're recording this right now, 9:23 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
When I say hell no, I don't mean any disrespect, but I do mean it like, that's too early to eat a turkey.
Hell no, it's not.
12?
You are. Oh, because you're fucking, you got a stomach full of Quest bar.
Yeah.
Full of cookies and cream Quest bar. This is like sin to eat this shit on Thanksgiving. What is this? You're wasting precious room in your stomach. Precious stomach real estate.
Negative.
For a fucking cookies and cream Quest bar that you bought at a gas station that's probably expired.
I'm going to work it off.
You're going to work it? What kind of work are you going
to
do?
I'm going to
podcast?
I'm going to the gym.
You're going to go to the gym today?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
No days off.
Yeah, commitment.com. Sign up.
What do you think is on commitment.com?
Something about like just, for cheating husbands.
I was about to say. Yeah. Marriage therapy.
Yeah. No, I like a, you know, it's like the, what was that website that got hacked?
Oh, Cougar Life?
No,
Uber.
No.
Uber. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of fucking idiots. They paid the hackers. You know those hackers didn't delete shit.
I didn't read the article. What was it?
Basically, the hackers, whoever. Guys, I feel like such a CNN like idiot.
Yeah.
Can't say that word.
Yeah.
The hackers that got into the Uber database. Yeah. So I guess these kids hacked their database and then Uber paid them to just delete the info.
Really?
That was the agreement. Okay, we'll give you some money, but you have to delete it.
Promise that you're going to delete it. They're like, yeah, we'll delete it for sure.
Yeah, we'll promise. Yeah.
Feel like you're not going to delete it. I could see. No. Hey, hand to God. Totally going to delete it.
You know how I know? They-
You sure?
No, I'm on my mother, dude.
Yeah, dude, totally going to delete it, man. Yeah. You can trust me.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. A hacker that hacked your database maliciously, but you can trust me on
this. Trust me, dog.
There's absolutely no way. My Uber data is floating around the web right now, 100%.
You know how I know? Because they paid him $100,000. That's not enough for a hacker.
That's nothing.
That's zero. It's fucking zero.
That's actually such a sick payday, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, was it like a group of hackers, or was it just one?
I didn't get that far.
Imagine some, like, I don't know, just stupid fucking kid just reading on how to, you know, whatever, like, a phishing attack or some shit. Yep. Like, some single... He's just, like... getting into hacking and he just accidentally hacks Uber's database.
Like, oh, this is pretty easy. Man, I got $100,000.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I ever get a job? I can just do this.
Dude, that's what, to just bring up cryptocurrency again, I don't know if people actually want to hear about this, but.
Crypto bits.
Yeah, crypto. This is the crypto hour.
Yeah, what was the fake segment someone came up with in the community section?
Wait, which one?
Was it crypto bits or something like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Wait, actually, you know what? Keep them entertained. Keep talking. I kind of want to plug in this cord and get the, you know what? Fuck it, whatever.
I'll get the good
just so we can play some sound. You know what I'm saying? But no, so basically there was like a, what was it? It was like a wallet website.
Yeah.
And they had left some code. Just, they had left like a destroy function or like an abort function or some shit. They left it so that anyone could call that function.
Classic.
And it was open source.
Classic.
So some dude like that was just researching Ethereum. He was just like fucking around with Ethereum. Was like using one of their SDKs or something like that. And he was just like, he commented on the, it's funny, you can see it on the GitHub thread. He commented, he like opened an issue and he's like, hey, I don't think this should be public, this function. And then the next one is I called it and I accidentally... So basically what happened is once he called that, then he was the owner of the contract. And then he freaked out and he just destroyed the contract. And so there was like $200 million worth of Ethereum in people's wallets that are now just inaccessible. It still exists, but it's just totally inaccessible. $200 million.
Oh, my.
And this is like a wallet company. This is like what they do. And some engineer just left this function out in the open.
Ooh.
It's just funny because it's all documented. Like you can just see this guy's like, because people are like, this guy's clearly not malicious. He just was like, hey, people, like, I don't think this should be open. And then 15 minutes later, he's like, oops, I called it and I fucking destroyed it. And like the comments afterwards are people being like, I don't think you can call that and all this stuff. And then people being like, no, it's really gone. It's like,
nope, all my money's fucking gone.
Yeah. And then people just like slowly realize like how big of a thing this is. So funny. I don't know what actually happened. In the end, I think they were trying to like rest, like, but at that point, there's like nothing you can do, I think.
No, probably not.
When it comes to that shit, because that shit is built to be like super secure. And once you've, I don't know, relinquished ownership of the contract. It's like you can't get that shit back.
It's over. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I think that's the one thing I've always loved about engineering is there is no lying about how good you are at your job.
Yeah.
Like there are guys that bullshit, but it only gets you so far.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, 100%.
It's like right there.
Yeah.
When something fucking sucks, the whole team can pull it up and be like, now you wrote that.
Yeah.
Like, well...
It's like, did I? It's like, no, get blamed. Yeah. There, it says your name right there. You wrote this exact line. That's the crazy. People probably don't know this about like engineering or whatever, but everything is tracked. So like every line of code you write, you can go back and see who wrote that line very easily. You can see that. It's called git blame.
Yeah.
Is another thing. The command is called blame. Who the fuck wrote this? That's what it should be called. Git who the fuck broke the build. That's another thing. Is that there's no more shameful thing than breaking the build because everyone fucking, you know, shames you for that shit.
Yeah. Well, not only that,
like everything goes fucking red and sirens go off and they're like, Cody, did you break the fucking build again?
And you're like,
it wasn't some intern committed that for me and under my name.
Someone was on my computer Oh, really? They knew the 64-character password that you fucking set up when you first got this job?
Yeah, well, yeah, I must have just said it to him by accident on my lunch break. He memorized it.
Yeah, you know, this FB47X dollar sign. It's burned into his brain. Anyways, guys, so, yeah, if you're a lazy person, and because we still get questions about being programmers.
We still do, yeah.
Yeah, everything you do, they can look it up. When you're fucking up, everyone will know. The whole team will know.
Yeah, everyone.
It won't even just be between you and your boss. The guy next to you, if that guy doesn't like you, he's not going to like you more. Mm-hmm. So
it's also like they know how much work you're doing. Yeah. That's one thing that you can kind of get away with is quality over quantity.
Yes.
But there's like you just can look up how many lines of code you wrote that day.
Yep.
And your boss can just look that up.
Yep.
It's like, Cody, you committed 2 lines of code this whole week? And you're like, yeah, I'm just doing research is what it is. I want the ideal solution. You know what I mean? I want to write the most efficient code. So I'm really just using my brain power here.
Yeah, you're fired.
pretty much. Although, I don't know, raise your hand if you've ever been fired. Ooh.
Raise your hand if you've been laid off. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. All of full screen is raising their hand right now.
Yeah, I've been laid off twice, actually.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What was the first time?
That call center job.
Oh, you got laid off from a call center job?
Yeah.
Damn,
that one was actually really funny.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Let's see here. So,
were you hitting on the people?
Oh, no. hitting on the executive?
You know, hitting on the people that were calling in for help?
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm my computers. What was it, a call center for? Like AT&T or something?
No, it was for a bank.
Oh, okay, right.
Fuck.
Close mark. I'm down.
See, God's punishing you right now.
What the fuck?
Like there's about to be pounds of the world's best genre of food in front of you, and you're eating a cookies and cream.
I'll eat it all.
You got from a damn gas station.
This is what I get. Anyway, so yeah, so they were shutting down our office because basically we were bought out by Capital One, and so it was so funny to like call us in this room. And this executive from Capital One comes up. They set up like a PA system, which is hilarious. Like, it was such a small corporate room. You didn't need like 2 speakers and a mic. It just made the layoff that much louder, but it wasn't necessary. So he gets on this little stage. He goes, everybody, I'm here from Capital One. So we've decided to shut down the LA office. If you have any questions, please speak to your supervisor. Just like drops the mic and he fucking leaves. Everyone's like, wait, what? You weren't just going to ease into it? It was just such like a, like you read something at like a church, like before the sermon, just like, just a quick announcement. None of you have a job anymore. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Or it's like that, gif of Obama when he like walks in and he just goes, we got him. He turns around and kicks the fucking door. Yeah. That's what I imagine this dude walking in, just going,
You're fired.
You're all fired. Just
drop. This is what it should have been. What was great was I saw him in the bathroom afterwards. I opened the door and like we kind of like this eye to eye. And he like is trying to get around me. And all I imagine him in his head being like, oh, gotta get away from these poor people. They're so poor.
And mad
and angry, he's gonna get me in the bathroom here. I was just like, and I look at him, I'm like, how you doing? And he just doesn't say anything.
He's better than you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, that one was awesome.
Damn, that's crazy. Did you get like a severance or anything?
Yeah, we got a pretty dope severance. We had to work for like a couple months,
but, okay.
That was really fun because it was like business casual and all this shit. And then it was like, fuck it. Wear whatever you want. So it just became like really dope.
Just Wolf of Wall Street style. People are fucking doing coke on the desks.
Oh, how can I help you?
Fuck.
Noel speaking. How can I help you save your money? Shit.
What did you have to do? Like what, when you talk to people, what did you, were you selling them things or were you just doing
kind of
customer service or what was it?
It was mostly like customer service, trying to get them to open a checking account.
Oh, okay.
That kind of shit.
Gotcha.
Which is really, really weird to do over the phone.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way to come at it without curveballing them.
Yeah.
Or there's no curveball. Like, they just know. Because you always, like, hit some stride in the conversation. They're like, okay, I know where this is going.
Like, do you call them?
No. They would call in.
They call in. They're like, hey, I need help with something. And they're like, well, speaking of that, maybe you should open a brand new checking account.
Yeah.
Really?
Totally that.
Damn. Yeah.
Like, I need to get more money. Well,
hit them with the old switcheroo.
Yeah. It's like, well, we actually do have an option for that. It's free. And if you sign up now, you'll get free $25 just for opening the account. And they're like, okay.
You pay $25
just to open an account.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, not bad.
That's not bad at all.
So here's what was funny though, is they had to put in $25 into the account minimum.
Okay.
So just opening the account wasn't enough. So there would be, dude, you would get like boned. Like people would like, cause you'd need these sales to kind of like keep your job or whatever. So they'd be like, throw $20 in there. And then you're like, well, you sure you don't want to put a little more? I mean, you know, $20 can't get you much. Like, you're trying to inch them up. And they're like, nah, you just put $1 in there, rack, put anything I want. So, like, we started, like, doing things like clever.
So, why would you want them to get higher?
Because you wouldn't get credit for the sale if it was under $25.
Like, so, but you only get credit for the sale if it's over 25?
Yeah, 25 or over.
Really? Why?
It's just some fucking dumb rule like that. I don't know.
So you had to like kind of be like, well,
yeah,
if you put more,
yeah,
then I'm going to get a fat bonus.
I'm going to get a fat bonus. So fucking please put it. I mean, that was the motivation. Like, your commission checks were pretty fucking dope. So
holy shit.
Yeah. So we'd always be like, well, you know, we usually recommend, you know, put enough in there so you can get some groceries, you know, try out the card, you know, really, please put the fucking money in there.
Just do it. Just do it. Just put it in. I know you have it. I know you fucking have it. Okay, you probably. What did you do this morning? You spent $8 on a latte at fucking Starbucks. Okay, just put it in there, and then so I can get a good commission check. Just do it,
dude. People like out of a movie would be in situations where people would put $24.99 in the account.
No way.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. So good.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Taylor's luck.
I'll just round you up to 25.
You're like, no. No. It's fine. Just go.
Just round up.
No, I want to round out the savings.
It's 1 cent, so why don't we just round up?
No, because then it's going to put the savings off, and I want to keep the savings even. I like
saving.
The
what are you saving a penny for? What would you ever need a penny for?
I just like the $64,000 flat in the savings, you know. So put the $24.99 in the checking.
$24.99. Just one more. Just bump it up one more. Bump it up. Just getting like super. Just
that would be the other side of it.
Just do it. Fucking please. God damn it, I beg of you! Fuck you! Jesus.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Call center, you know, that job for a call center was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. It was like set schedule. You had guaranteed, like, my schedule was guaranteed Friday, Saturday off. Yeah. You know.
You had to work Sunday?
Yeah, but it was, you know, 7 to 4.
Okay.
So it was like, whatever.
Not too bad.
No.
Wait, I want to give a quick shout out real quick to, I was on the notifications part of our Patreon today.
Ooh.
This motherfucker, internet just decides not to work. Right. This motherfucker, Casey Zachney, pledged $69.
Casey, the goddamn man.
Which I thought was very, very, first of all, it's a lot of fucking money. Second of all, thank you. I doubt he's going to stick with that pledge. I think he just did that so that we'd see it and shut him out. And then he's going to make it lower or possibly cancel it all together.
Potentially.
So he won in this scenario, but I had to shut that out because that was pretty funny. I was just looking at that shit.
But it'd be a mistake if he canceled because then he would miss the bonus episode coming in 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, we got a lot coming. We got a 2-hour episode. We got a 3-hour episode.
Yes.
And we got a bonus episode.
Yes.
All of which we have to record before I leave town on December 9th.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
A whole lot of it'll be good because we'll spend too much time in the same room.
Yeah.
And then you'll leave.
Yeah.
So it'll balance
for a
out.
Month. Yeah. 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 Which is probably we might just do like a 12-hour fucking marathon recording session.
Yeah.
You got to bring the weed.
Yeah.
I think we just get super fucked up for like the last half so that we just talk about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I feel like we stay sober for the whole thing. It's just gonna be us talking about call centers for 5 hours.
or just pop an edible and see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Are we?
Oh, I'm dying!
Just all of a sudden,
I'm dying.
Normal conversation, and all of a sudden, I can't feel my breath.
What? I don't need my feet anymore. I'm trying to pull up some topics.
Wait,
you know what to talk about?
Okay, well, here. We do. I want to talk about we have a show on December 2nd.
Oh yeah, that's official.
And we should have fucking started with this. Maybe we'll
yeah.
record something after that we can append.
A little pre-roll.
Yeah. Guys, before we start, I'll just do it right now. Guys, before we start this episode, we have a show on December 2nd. I don't have the link for tickets yet, but I just wanted to announce it. We're going to get the link tomorrow. So come back and look for the link if you want to buy tickets. We're going to do this live, but it'll be better. And it's on December 2nd at the Resident in downtown LA. So if you're in the LA area, then we'd love to see you. I think there's only like 200 tickets. So get them before they're gone. Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Thanks.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
I might do, like, I was thinking we should do some of our material.
Yeah, 100%.
And I might give up the secret on that show.
What secret?
The race secret.
Really?
I might do that. Yeah.
Wow. That's big time.
I might do that. Actually, no, I'm not going to stick to that because then everyone's going to be like, that's the only reason I came.
Hey, man, whatever fucking sells the tickets.
Yeah. So you guys should know that I might disclose the race. Actually, there are a handful of people who have seen us do stand up and they do know.
Yeah, that's true.
They do know, actually.
That's true. Someone was in the Discord, was like, yo, I know. Someone said it.
Yeah.
Someone said it, yeah.
It's probably Siva.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the problem with doing... The thing about a live show is that, like, we talk about it so much. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to do a show. It's going to be fun. And then finally, like, they're like, all right, we got you a show. And then it's like, you know, it's like you're having a birthday party. And you're like, God, I fucking hope people come to this.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like, the moment you commit to it, it's like, oh, Jesus, fuck, now it's real.
Seven
people. Us on stage for an hour. Talking to seven people. This is fun.
It'll be like a weird TED talk. Wait, dude. Coming back to our own jokes.
Yep.
And sucking off robots. Did you see that Boston Dynamics, their latest video?
Dude, that shit.
With that shit that just
scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I have this like repulsion to things that I see, that are going viral.
Yeah.
For some reason, when I see shit all over the place at one time, I won't watch it because I don't know why.
I'm the same way.
It's not like I have anything against, it's obviously good shit if it's going viral.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I have this like natural repulsion. I don't want to watch it. So I saw the first frame of that video like 17 times on Twitter and just never watched it. I just scrolled by it every time because I was like, this is robot shit. I don't want to see it because this is literally the end. We're watching the end of our race. And people are retweeting and be like, oh my God, it's so like, look at this fucking robot. Like, it's so human-like. It's like, yeah. What do you think that fucking means? You think you're going to be laughing when this robot backflip drop kicks you and you're just dead instantly?
Well, my initial shitty joke on it was every personal trainer has to delete their account now. Because that shit's just going to murder every CrossFit class. No question. So the thing I wrote down this is a completely sober thought. Just imagine that thing with a fucking gigantic Sibian. It's it. It's over for dudes. It's over. It's fucking over.
That's
she
so
can just
true,
tell
dude.
It what to do. It'll do whatever. It can carry as many groceries possible. And it's got a fucking Sibian. And it can upgrade at any time. It's over for us, dog.
Dude,
it's a wrap.
So true, man. Just backflip right into my wife.
Yep.
Robot. Dude, that video, like, it was jumping. So basically the video is this Boston Dynamics robot that there's like, it's like jumping on these obstacles, right? Yeah. So it's like these little like stools that are set up and it jumps on one and then jumps off and you're like, damn, that was a good jump. It does it again. And you're like, holy, a little bit higher. And you're like, God damn, dude. It's like, it's straight up jumping and then jumping down. Like this thing looks like a robot, one of those things from Star Wars. You know what I'm talking about? Looks where it looks like it's just going to like roll up in a ball and fucking zoom away. And then, as if that wasn't enough, this motherfucker gets up onto the third elevated stool thing, does a 180, and then pulls a backflip off the fucking thing.
And it's like a scary backflip,
it's like
too.
A, dope backflip. Yeah, yeah.
It's like it goes halfway and then counters its weight.
Yeah.
It's really fucking scary.
It's like that's when I used to dive. Like I watched that backflip and I was like, that was good form. That's how we used to do them. You jump straight like this and then you tuck at this at the top.
Well,
and that's exactly how it did it.
No, they know how to do it now.
Yeah, I was like, so, God damn it! What are the Olympics in 2030 going to look like?
No humans.
It's just robots diving in Speedos.
No humans in the audience. No humans in the competition.
No humans on Earth.
On Earth, just gone.
Just robots doing back two and a halves. Everyone's like.
Now here's how the AI thing. You know what's shitty? Just like what's happening with net neutrality, here's how AI is just going to become a thing, right? Like all these engineers and stuff, like, well, we've put in these checks, these balances, you know, they only operate within this range. They're going to set up some safety nets, right? And then one fucking guy who's in bed with like some military contract is like, no, we should get rid of all of these. And it's going to be some dumb 80-year-old man who he's going to be the reason we all fucking die.
Yeah.
He's
gonna hit the kill switch. That's like, no, we don't need these, you know, limitations. And then he's gonna die.
Yep.
Right when he does it, just of natural causes. And then everyone else is gonna die from backflipping robots.
Right. Fucking.
That's the kill. That's their final move. They backflip just directly into your fucking skull.
And kill you with a Sivian.
They kill all of us, all the men, backflipping directly into our skulls, and then they kill our wives by fucking them to death. Oh, God. No, like in a good way. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're just so pleased.
I've never had this much pleasure. I can go now. Did you ever see that guy on Vice who started a Sivian rental company?
Ew.
Yeah, my friends and I thought that was so fucking funny.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What are they, like, you just got to wonder if they sanitize it afterwards,
know? Yeah, he spends his day cleaning cum off of fucking motorized cowboy seats or horseback seat, whatever the fuck.
Vibrating saddles.
Yeah, there you go. I can't speak, but this dude makes bank.
Really?
He rents them like $200 or $250 a day.
Damn. I mean, it's kind of like same thing as renting like an Aria or like a Red camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which for women, it's like they can't afford a full Sibian. Where would you put a Sibian? It's a giant thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You put it in your closet and someone's like, you know what I mean? Hey, where are the solo cups? And it's like, oh, just open up the closet. You open it up and it's like, oh my God.
Oh, it must have turned on accident. Sorry.
Whole house is fucking shaking.
Her kids on Saturday morning. Mom, is that the gardener?
No, that's go back to bed.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
So
wait, I had something else I wanted to say on that.
If the podcast fails, we'll start a Sibian rental company. Just cleaning cum.
No, let's start a Fleshlight rental company.
Oh, yeah. That'll be even better.
Because dudes, you know what I mean? Those things are like, they're a little bit too expensive. They're at the point where it's like, oh, man, do I want to? It's like $80 is like, or it's more than that, isn't it? Probably $100.
For a Fleshlight? Yeah, probably.
You're like $100 to experience a fake vagina? Ugh, I don't know. I think I'd rather drop $100 on dinner to potentially experience a real one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's just... The Fleshlight is such a funny thing to me
because
it just seems like a stoned idea. Like it's gone way further than it should have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this should have been a novelty idea.
Yeah.
And it just kept going.
Yeah.
And now there's these two stoners like, well, we made the mold and it just kind of took off and it became a thing that, you know,
it's like, we just like put Saran wrap on the inside of a water bottle. Like, there's a way you can make a homemade one. I saw it on Reddit one time. It was really disturbing.
Yeah.
It's like it's some weird. It's like you put mashed potatoes in a water bottle and then like covered in Saran wrap or some shit. It's something more simple than that and less like food. Like it's something
all
more
I'm
permanent
be
than
thinking
that.
About now when I'm scooping mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It's like maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this. Never mind.
You're going to fuck your sweet potato? You're going to fuck your sweet potatoes?
This is just going to be a hole in the middle. Did you see that? The tweet on... No. It was like my roommate eats grapefruit hella weird.
Oh, yeah, and it's all...
Giant hole in the middle of grapefruit. No, the casserole we're talking about, guys, is the I made a sweet potato casserole this morning for Thanksgiving, and that shit. Tell me that does not look fire. Yeah. Look at that shit.
I mean, yeah, it looks pretty good.
It looks insane, dude.
Yeah. Why are there two holes in it?
No reason. Fill those in before I.
I'm just imagining bringing a sweet potato casserole with a single hole in it.
Everyone like, what's that? It's like, oh, that's for cooling. That just, you know, makes it easy
for
the airway. For the air to get in there.
You just look at your pants. There's a single crumb of sweet potato on your zipper. They're like, okay, well.
It's just funny because some stoner definitely made that. You know what I mean? They just like took a grapefruit. I don't know, just lubed it up and whatever. Oh, right. Oh, it's a fake vagina. And then some businessmen were like, well, we're going to make these into Avatar.
Wait, have you seen the grapefruit video?
No, what?
Man, what?
What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
What is it?
Oh, man. Nah. You got to look up Angela's techniques.
Angela's techniques?
Yeah.
What is it?
She shows you how to grapefruit your man. It's a goddamn, you need to watch it.
I don't want to watch it right now.
I mean, you should.
Right now?
I don't know if we can get the audio on this. I could try to sync it up. Nah, man, just go to YouTube and type in grapefruit. Just she's got it. So for those of you.
Grapefruit?
Yep. So there it is. So, no, that's the ear rape version. Don't do that.
Oh, fuck.
Don't do that one. There you go. So for those of you who have never seen this video, just type in. It's called the grapefruit technique. I don't know if they can hear this, but I'll try to comp in the audio. No, that sounds like shit.
I've seen this before. I've definitely seen this.
Yeah, just let her. So so what she's doing is she cuts both sides of the grapefruit and she cuts out a hole in the middle. And then she's going to demonstrate how to use this grapefruit. And it is A1 hilarious. Just wait for it. Oh, man, what?
Oh, wait,
you missed the good part.
Oh, there's a fucking H3 there reaction
to it. There you go.
Grapefruit, ya man.
Yeah, just. Oh, man, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
No, go back. You got to get the full shit.
Grapefruit technique, here.
Wait for it to do it. There it is. Oh, here it goes.
Dude, what the fuck, man? Oh, my God, dude. That was fucking scarring. All right, you guys got to watch that shit.
Grapefruit technique, if you haven't seen it already. I showed that to my homies. His elder brother was like, man, what's her number?
Oh, my God. That was absurd.
Yeah. So that's what that was a reference to.
All right. Ladies, grapefruit your man.
Grapefruit your man. Because then you could have, then your man would have realized he could have been getting sucked and fucked at the same time. There's some shit that's like her catchphrase. It's so good. All right, man. We dumped hella fucking topics.
I know. Hey, it's Black Friday tomorrow.
Oh,
we
got to
talk about some hot deals.
We got to talk about some hot deals.
You got any hot deals? I got a hot deal.
What's the hot deal?
You can get 15% off all of my merch with with the promo code Xmas is back. Oh. Yep. So, you know.
Everyone's like, any other ones? hot deals. Well, oatmeal is 5 for $2 at Vons, only from 10 to 12. So make sure you get on down to the store and, you know, collect on these good deals. I just wanted to bring up a lot of shitty deals, a lot of useless deals that no one fucking wants.
I'd do the oatmeal one.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah?
Oatmeal's fucking expensive.
No, it's not at all.
It's not. It's like dirt cheap. Yeah. Oatmeal's like probably the cheapest breakfast food.
You get a pallet of that shit for like $9.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to give it away.
Yeah.
Just take the oatmeal home and get $10. Just get it out of here.
We'll pay you. We just need to clear up some room.
Christmas is coming up. You're going to want to leave this out for the non-existent reindeer.
Yeah, you can get a real good deal on pumpkins right now because no one
No one fucking wants
no
those.
No one fucking wants those.
Yo, speaking of fucking food, did you ever see the kid on Twitter who fucked that pumpkin?
No.
Yeah. Straight up fucked a pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah. Put all the details, the nut, everything in pics. Yeah. It was something else, man.
Just don't, I don't know, like, just don't, why you gotta fuck food? You know, grapefruits, pumpkins, just let it be, man.
Well, the grapefruit is it's an accessory. You know, I don't believe in just assaulting a pumpkin. Yeah, just, okay, we're getting back to the cum jokes. Let's see what other deals we got. The Moto G4 and Xperia X.
Are you on deals.com or
DealNews.com. Unlocked Sony Xperia for $199 on bnhphoto.com.
I'm going to literally search hot deals and just see.
Oh, up to 63% off at Lowe's this Friday.
Oh, good.
So if you're looking to remodel your kitchen, now is the time.
Okay, I'm on slickdeals.net.
All right.
Apparently, you can actually get a simple human 45-liter rectangular step trash can for $103.99. Now, folks, this is unlike any other trash can you've ever had. As you know, normally you got to lift the thing up by yourself, and, you know, it's very small. This one, 45 fucking liters. And I'm talking, this one's a step trash can. So what do you do when your hands are full with the big old trash can or big old trash thing? You use the, never mind. You can, anyways, it's $103. So it's a real hot deal. Chromecast is actually now $20 at Walmart. So if you ever want to fucking stream from your droid, from your Samsung Galaxy, make sure you pick up a Chromecast for $20. That's so cheap.
Yeah. Holy shit. Here we go. What the fuck is this? Okay. KFC Internet Escape Pod. You seen this? KFClimited.com.
What?
It's 10 grand. It's a giant fucking tent.
That's a deal?
Yeah, with the kernel on it. And it's called an
escape pod?
Yeah, it's got a fried chicken handle.
What are you escaping
from? This is
from?
Clearly a joke. This is clearly a gag. We're idiots.
Oh.
We are fucking idiots.
Oh,
they just
damn it.
Clowned us so
damn
hard.
It. Damn it. Let's see. Philips Hue. There were really a lot of hot deals on here.
A lot of hot deals. This is going to be very helpful for most people. Home Depot this Friday only. Indoor ceiling fan kit. Save $23. $77.79. Final price.
There you go, guys. That was the hot deals segment.
Blazing hot deals.
Slickdeals.com. No, it's some sketchy domain extension. You know what I mean? Slickdeals.news. No, dot dot biz. That's the sketchy biz. From B-I-Z.
Yep.
Slickdeals.biz.
Dude, have you ever seen the...
Penny stocks.
dot...
Get this hot penny stock.
At dotbuy.com. You're like, wait, man, what? Man, what? My favorite extension is the XXX extension.
Yeah.
Isn't there also .sex now?
Yeah, but no one uses that shit.
Who even, like, serves that?
Dude, you know what the crazy shit that I was talking to Marcus about?
Wait, so just clarification, guys. You can get a website, for example, noelmiller.sex.
Yeah, you can do that. And dot, well, I got mood.pizza.
Mm.
That domain points to my merch website. It actually does. Right. So if you want to actually, this is actually a hot deal. 15% off. There's a nice quirky Christmas sweater in there right now.
Welcome back to CNN.com. Sorry, the ad buy on that last ad just didn't fit the slot.
Promo code Xmas is back. 15% off. Thank you. This is what I was going to say. So I was on Pornhub the other day.
Well, I think we're done here.
Not to watch porn.
Yeah, that's...
No, I wasn't. So basically, I was...
I'm not buying it.
Have you ever seen the video of Ski Mask the Slump God freestyling while his friend fucks a girl in the background?
Oh, no. I've seen the other video on Twitter where the dude films his homie freestyling while having sex.
Wait, the guy is freestyling while he's having sex?
Yes, yeah.
He's like, that's a thing?
Yeah, he's having sex with his girl. And he's like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, with the in,
Holy shit.
Yeah, and then his homeboy's like, yeah, get it in. I'm like, no.
That's, I mean, this one's weirder, the one with Ski Mask.
Okay.
it's like him just in this, like, I don't know. It looks like a real, there's not a lot of furniture in this apartment. That's just say you're a house or whatever the fuck it is.
Cool.
And he's just standing there. It's real dark. And he's just freestyling to the camera. Someone's holding the camera filming.
Yeah.
And then in the back, there's like a mattress on the floor. And this guy's just pounding away. This girl's like on top, like reverse cowgirl. And the guy's just like pounding from the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
He's giving
and so she's like
hammer.
Moaning. And you can hear like the balls. It's, you know, it sounds like a piece of ham just, you know, slapping on a table or something.
Oh, he wasn't doing the jackhammer?
What was that?
You know, like when your girl's on top and then like you're like, hold on. And you brace her for impact. And you just go off.
Yeah, it was like that, basically. Yeah.
By the way, worst sex move ever. That's not...
When you fuck up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every girl is just like grabbing onto the sides of her bed. Just like, oh, jeez. You look like that fucking the scene,
jackhammer.
The scene from Home Alone 2 when the dude gets electrocuted. It's like the same shit. They're just like, fucking Bryson no more.
Bryson. She's like, I'm on top for a reason because I want to make this feel good for me. Yeah. Why are you take?
Yeah, hold on. Anyway.
Okay, so ski mask, and then he's just freestyling, right? It's a really funny video. And then, like, his friend, like, eventually finishes, and they, like, kind of... And the whole time, ski mask is
just
freestyling
still,
to the camera, yeah.
That is props.
So I'm, like, trying to find this video. I couldn't find it on Twitter. I don't know why I was trying to find it, because it's a funny video.
Yeah, sure.
And, nothing gets me off, like...
Watching the homies
rap.
Freestyle. Wow, watching the homies freestyle.
It's really the only video I can finish to anymore. So I was trying to find that video. So I was like, fuck it, I'll search on Pornhub. So I searched Ski Mask on the Slump God on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And all of his music videos are just on there. And so I'm like looking around, and like Pornhub is slowly becoming YouTube. It's insane. They're giving away plaques now to porn stars that have like a certain amount of followers on Pornhub.
Right.
Like so YouTube does.
Yeah.
Now there's like normal videos on Pornhub. Like music videos are premiering on Pornhub.
So, we should absolutely make Tiny Meat Gang on Pornhub.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Marcus was like, why don't you just start uploading your videos to Pornhub? And just like, and I was like, yeah, I guess you could just tag them smut and just like random, like BBW or whatever. Just like tag them random shit. Just generate traffic on my videos. No matter how much hate they get, you know, people be like, this isn't porn. What the fuck is this? It's still eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm just imagining the process of someone like who initially arrives to consume porn. And the dick is out.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, robot does a backflip. Hold on. Put it away. And they're just like browsing Pornhub for regular content. They're like, I love this website.
Yeah. They're searching Boston Dynamics on Pornhub.
Oh, you guys see this video, man.
Shooting. Then people are actually using the share links on Pornhub. And it just eventually becomes YouTube. And we got to get a head start on that shit. Yeah. That's what we have to do.
Well, I think Tiny Meat Gang just belongs on Pornhub.
That's true. Why don't we just upload our fucking music video?
Yeah.
Our next one.
Yeah.
To Pornhub.
Yeah.
Let's just do it and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, then the inevitable. Because the thing that's always tripped me out is like they have every category on porn but small dick category.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably have it. I've never searched it.
No, there should be average dick category.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be the first one.
Yeah.
I've had this discussion before, but I'm just saying, I feel like that would make more money.
Average dick?
Average dick porn.
Yeah.
Just like a dude with five.
Yeah. Just like, so dudes can just watch themselves fuck a girl.
Yeah.
It's more realistic that way.
Yeah.
You know? Just average porn.
Yeah. Just super average everything.
Super average, just missionary.
Yeah.
Just missionary, average dick porn. 4 minutes.
Yeah, four max. Like,
two minutes of foreplay. 4 minutes of the real thing.
Is that comfortable? Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Right, I'm going to finish. Okay.
Okay. Good job. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice job.
Good job. Thanks.
I got to text the friends. Yeah, I did that.
I gotta get up early. I gotta go to bed. The rest is just sleeping. And the wife just sitting like sexually frustrated.
Then she gets on the Sivian. And then the dude is like, can you turn off the humidifier? It's so fucking loud. She's just in the corner.
You made that fire.
Wait. last dick joke. Speaking of dicks, Cody's already heard this one, everybody, but I just going back to the dude with two dicks. I was saying he should have donate his dicks to Charles Xavier as his new legs. I just had this image of Charles Xavier with dick legs walking around the X-Men, just leaving cum everywhere from his fucking dick feet.
Oh my God.
All right.
Holy shit. Wait, so that guy has a book. That's what we found out since the last episode.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Last episode was, we were laughing about Double Dick Dan, right? That was last episode, right?
Yeah.
Apparently someone he wrote a book. This guy did an AMA on Reddit. He's got two dicks. They're fully functioning. They're both way bigger than mine.
It's called Double Header.
And the book, and he wrote a book. It's on Amazon. This shit, it's like a bestseller, I think. I don't know.
Holy shit.
And it's called Double Header, My Life with Two Penises. And the art is just bad, dude. The art is real graphic. It's like both, just it's like an outline prints. Of two dick prints and jeans going on either side of the crotch line.
You imagine some girl in a club like, is that a bratwurst in your pants? What is happening?
Yeah.
It just looks like he's a hooked fucking store.
Yeah, do you have like a bushel of bananas? That's what it looks like. So here, let's read some reviews on this shit.
Oh boy. 1.5, bummer. DDD.
If you don't mind sex...
Oh, boy.
I work in the medical community and found the idea of two functioning penises intriguing. Also, thought it was going to be like a technical, like, yeah. Here's how my two dicks work. Yeah. I do believe this was his attempt at stating he's a normal person, but the sexual experiences of the story made it hard to look at him as normal.
Wow.
Still a fun read.
What an insanely judgmental statement.
Well, no, that was basically him saying what we said about him last podcast, true, where he was probably like weirdly creepy in the book. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what did you say last time? Yeah, oh, yeah, I'd love to finish inside of a father and a mother at the same time. Like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Right after a soccer practice while their son has no idea. Well, stop going. Stop it. He just keeps going.
Details that I don't need. It's a total hogwash of copy-paste from Tumblr.
Oh,
interesting read if you can make it through. Lots of typos as well. Who leaves typos in a book?
I think that's kind of baller.
Just not giving
a fuck.
Just selling your Reddit AMA. Yeah.
You saw what that dude said? 40%. What is this now? Rest is 40% all gross physical acts. Oh, this kid's a fucking wiener.
Oh my God.
Oh, this book is filled with grotesque sexual activity.
Ew. I just wanted to read about two dicks.
Two huge penises. That book is literally called Huge Penis. What? I didn't know penis book was a category. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what are these fucking... What did you say?
Like,
I'm distracted by the related items.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, penis books is a genre.
Double stuffed, deep dish delivery. Don't even want to know what the fuck that is. This one's called Show Your Manhood.
No.
This one's called But You're a Horse. That one's actually just a book about a horse.
Probably not, dude.
Oh, it's like a bestiality. Oh, God.
That's a hilarious title.
Yeah.
But that is a fucking hilarious
title. We can't. You're a horse.
And the horse can talk. It's fucking Bo Jackman.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I can be your horse tonight.
But you're a whore.
Penis enlargement by natural foods. I'm actually going to put that one in there.
Yeah, go ahead. Bump up that one. Couldn't forward me that link.
The last one, the last related item. 30 days to be a better man.
Yeah, it's like, it's got nothing to do with your dick, man. Like, nah, I think it's my dick.
It's like, just buy our flowers once in a while.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
30 days to be a better man. I wonder what that says.
Probably nothing you haven't heard already.
Yeah.
Guaranteed tons of generic advice. Well, so you guys can go get the book. What's it called? Yeah, Double Header.
Double Header.
That's a hot deal this Friday on Amazon.com.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. We were still on the hot deal segment.
Free that's all it was. Free shipping on penis books.
I like we have this thread for talking points. On Telegram, where we send like things we want to talk about in the next episode, and this Noel is like sending his expenses in there.
Yeah, what I owe.
$100 for Mixer.
Yeah.
So if Noel doesn't Venmo me, you guys have to fucking send him messages.
Shame me.
Shame him into paying me the $100 for the fucking Mixer.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Russ and how he's an absolute fucking corn husker?
I like that one.
Russ is the corniest dude of all fucking time.
Yeah. It's just that to me, he's like, He's like a young dude who thinks all of his thoughts are new.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, fam. People have been on Earth many, many years. Nothing he says I can't find in like a sixth grade journal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a teacher has what he says on a poster of a lake.
Yeah.
Like in the front of the class.
Yeah. So true.
It's just they're not new thoughts.
Yeah. It's like this has been said before, man. And all this stuff has been done before.
Yeah. And it doesn't, it's like they're not clever either. Yeah.
But this is what we're talking about here is Russ is a rapper. He's a SoundCloud rapper. It came up, went platinum, sort of, I think, right? He went platinum?
Oh, I said he had a Grammy. I think that's wrong.
Okay.
I think it's a Grammy.
Okay. He definitely went platinum, I'm pretty sure.
He went platinum, that's what it was.
Anyways, like, he's just a smug asshole, and he just thinks he's really smart, and he thinks he's just, like, a leg up above everyone else because he fucking produces his own music, which is, like, plenty of people fucking do that. And so he's got this whole anti-drug thing, which is good. Yeah, you should be anti-drug, I guess. Like, the rap needs more of that shit, obviously, after a little peep and everything, but he's so condescending about it. It's like, if you do drugs, you're dumb as fuck. Yeah. And I've been off that shit for a long time. And so like, I'm smarter than you and blah, blah, blah. That's like his general outlook.
Yeah.
I forget why we started talking about this.
Well, I think he's just a shitty person for trying to hijack somebody dying.
Yeah.
To talk about his own opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, and the thing that really like,
it was
first
like,
of all,
it was basically like after Lil Peep died, he was like, man, I've been saying drugs are bad. I've been off this shit. It's like, yeah, okay. We know you have. Why you got to use this as an opportunity to be like, man, I said this shit a long time ago. It's like, yeah, somebody died, dude. Yeah. Like, just give it like 3 days. Have some fucking respect.
Also, it's called the DARE program.
Yeah.
I think that's in every fucking school.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah, no, this has been said before, dude. Like,
she's like, you're not the first person to say, don't do drugs, man. Like, I think that's what irks me about
it. Yeah,
yeah. He acts like he's the only one saying certain shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm actually going to stop doing drugs because Russ called me a retard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what it is. It's like his mess, the way he goes about it doesn't help anything. It's just like, no, you're just a smug asshole.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were like, yo, you know, rest in peace, little peep. Like, we really got to take this opportunity to, like, you know, talk about drugs and hip hop and everything because it's a serious issue instead of being like, man, I fucking told you. I told you what happened. He died. But I was saying this shit months ago. I mean, look at my fucking t-shirt. You saw my dumbass t-shirt I had on a long time ago. I called this shit. I knew this shit was going to happen. And I'm just, hate to say, I told you so, bro. It's like people are just, you know what I mean?
He's such a goof.
I know. The best part about it is he's 5'3". Now, I'm not going to short shame because, you know, most of these people fucking call me short all the time.
Yeah, we're pretty small.
I kind of, it's a funny image picturing him at like a party or something, like just preaching some stupid bullshit, like up to people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They're like, yeah, anyway, I don't know, a little man over someone, like, someone brought their little brother in here. It's crazy. I don't fucking get it. He just has all the, like, to me, he just, he has all the hallmarks of a dude who, like, doesn't, I don't know, man. I just feel like he hasn't talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
He hasn't met a lot of people, and he's not open-minded.
Yeah.
He doesn't act that way.
Yeah.
He likes to speak like he is, I feel like, but he's not extremely fucking up his own ass. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hate that he's famous.
I know, man. I just don't know who. I like a couple of his songs.
I don't even know. I know one of his songs.
They're all about the fact that he just came up on his own.
Yeah.
No, the one song that I'm talking about, What They Want, that's the one.
You know.
Shit.
Oh, this. You know, he looks
really
like
simple.
He looks like Yanni, that piano player.
Yeah. Who is that? I don't know who that is. I just said
type
yeah,
in,
but
just
I don't
type
know.
In Yanni.
How do you spell it?
Y-A-N-N-I, I think.
He does. This guy looks like the dude from The Room, Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Tommy Wiseau.
The same person.
Russ is just a shorter Tommy Wiseau.
Yep.
Equally as delirious too.
Yeah. You know what's funny is if he ever saw this and he would just grab the part where you're like, I still like some of his songs though.
He'd be like, see? Even though they hate me, they still fuck with me.
It's like, you can be an asshole and still make music. He can't separate the two, man. Anyway, let's get into the news. Let's get back to the local news. Local news.
Hi, I'm Dick Dastardly and Jim Jimmels.
Jim Jimmels
here. In today's news, Detroit cops posing as drug dealers, and then they all had a fist fight in the middle of the street. This is true. This is a true thing. Sources say it started when two special ops officers from the 12th Precinct were operating a push-off on Andover near 7 Mile.
Yeah. You know, that corner. Yeah, down there up on 7 Mile. Yeah.
That is when two undercover officers pretend to be dope dealers, waiting for eager customers to approach, and then arrest potential buyers and seize their vehicles. But this time, instead of customers, special ops officers from the 11th Precinct showed up. Not realizing they were fellow officers, they ordered the other undercover officers to the ground. Fox 2 is told the rest of the special ops team from the 12th Precinct showed up and officers began raiding a house. But instead of fighting crime, officers from both precincts began fighting each other.
You know why there are no actual drug dealers there?
This is where our tax money is going, people.
Yeah. You know why there are no actual drug dealers there?
Why?
Because this article said pretended to be dope dealers.
Yeah.
Guaranteed these guys showed up like, yeah, we're looking for some dope. And the drug dealers are like, oh, yeah, you're going to want to go down to that house over there. And they just lock the door. They're like, some cops. You know, some cops in the area. Here we go.
Sorry, I was a little distracted
while
you were just saying that because this is something I actually wanted to talk about. HQ.
Oh, the app, yeah.
This fucking game.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to sound like an ad. It's not a fucking ad. I'm just so intrigued by this app. It's. I think this has like changed my life.
Really?
Yes. I mean... No. Okay. No. I'll be fine without it. But I'm saying, I think this is changing the face of entertainment right now.
Okay.
I think this is one of those cornerstone moments in technology where we're going to see a whole new wing of entertainment and game shows based on this. Basically, it's an app where it's a game show, but it's like the first game show where like anyone in America can play at the same time. Basically, every day at noon and six, they broadcast from somewhere this host and they do trivia. And no matter where you are or what you're doing, you can join the game. And basically, the last game was yesterday. I played 100,000 people started. And there's about 8 questions. And every question, if you get it wrong, you're out. And so whoever makes it to the very end splits the pot. And
if
no one wins, it rolls over to the next day. So it's $1,000 a day or $1,000 a game. Today it's 3 because it's some Thanksgiving special or something. But the first game I watched like 4 people split $7,500.
Holy shit.
And just goes to your PayPal.
Wow.
And it's like, this guy is hosting. He like calls, he like mentions people's names that are playing and stuff like that. Like all live.
Wow. Wow.
It's fucking sick. It's like a game show that anyone can play. It's such a ridiculously cool idea.
Fucking Bob Barker is shaking right now.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, what could we fucking do? Could we do like, I mean, I guess like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know, man. It's fucking cool. I'm freaking out about this shit.
Top of the hour here at the La Palma office here. Mm-hmm. Man ejaculates into coworker's water bottles and spreads semen on her keyboard. Yeah. Well, I already tweeted this, but I deleted it. But I just want to know what the forensic process was.
Yeah.
Like, did she taste it and know?
Yeah.
Or
she's like, I was in there licking my keyboard and it was all fucking salty. Did you jizz all over that shit?
Well, I was imagining like a round of detectives standing there. They're like, it's probably David. She's like in the corner. She's like, no, that's no, that's Jared. That's definitely Jared. You hear that pineapple? Yeah, he puts it in his salad.
You know, that was like a valid fear of mine, like in college, that like that someone was just like jizzing in the shampoo.
See, that's fucking gross.
It's gross, but it's a weird, like, I don't know. It'd be so easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
that some sick person comes along and is just like, yeah, fuck it. Because, like, you know, sometimes people would leave shampoo in the shower and you just use it. It's communal. Yeah. You know, it's college. Everything's fucking, there's no order to anything. It's just, shampoo's lying around. You're fucking, you know what I mean? Using people's used Q-tips. It's just, I don't know.
Couldn't do that.
You know what I mean? And I thought, like, shampoo looks like jizz already. You could just jizz into a shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are just using it. Now this is going to be a valid fear of yours now forever. Now if you're listening to this, you'll never not think of that when you use shampoo now. So sorry.
Everyone who's in college is right now is like,
fucking, well, goddamn,
never thought about that. Thanks, asshole.
Yeah, thank you. It's like if I were to sing Cotton Eye Joe. You'd have mid and Cotton Eye Joe. Now that's going to be in your head all day. So happy Thanksgiving.
I don't know the lyrics, so I'm good.
What up, Ninnacott? You don't need to know it. It's just what up, Ninnacott, Nigel. I've been a merry long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Nigel?
Sorry, I'm still imagining people in college like showering and looking like a crazy person. Like they're just putting it in their hair and then just come run out like naked in the hallway. Like, did someone come in this?
It smells salty.
Who did it? I'm like, oh, I got to stop yelling. I forget that you have neighbors.
It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, everyone's probably gone.
Yeah.
Dude, I was on the road this morning at 7 a.m. to go to Whole Foods to buy sweet potatoes.
Nice.
There was nobody on the road. Like it was empty. It was weird. It's like a fucking ghost town. And Whole Foods was empty.
I love it.
I thought it would be packed as fuck of people like trying to get last minute shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Like on Christmas? No. People are prepared for Thanksgiving.
They're ready.
Yeah. They already got everything made.
You're there just buying the sweet potatoes and everyone there is just like, it's you. It's people like you that we got to be here for.
You're the one that just, you're the one that's re-gifting shit on Christmas because you didn't fucking prepare.
Speaking of holiday celebrations.
Dude, I got to go, man. Oh, dude, that is the worst video I've ever seen. What is that from?
I don't know, dude. This guy, I'll post it or something. But it's like a thread of like weird Thanksgiving rap videos and like songs and parodies. And it's so bad.
Yeah, dude, that shit is like the whitest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
But I sent it to you because we joked about that on Goat Rodeo. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a song here where she says, "Now let me sip and Chardonnay." And we joked about that. I think like we jokingly just made that up. Someone, I feel like it was like,
I don't remember that on the wine episode.
Yeah, on the wine episode. Jokes, yeah. I think Joe like casually said it or something, and the whole room went, "Oh no!" Like, and it just became like a fucking,
that's funny,
a subtle thing. So seeing it makes me fucking want to throw up. Anyway. Yeah.
Guys, I unfortunately have to wrap this episode up because I have to leave for Thanksgiving. I'm sorry this one was a little bit short, but Noel was late today, so
it would have been ass.
We would have had 10 more minutes of just moist, dripping, wet content.
What are we at? We're at like hour 10 or some shit?
Hour two?
Oh, hold on.
We've been doing like an hour 15, hour 20. So happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, take a minute today and just, you know, think about what you're thankful for or don't. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Fucking housekeeping shit. Discord, get in it.
Yeah.
It's popping.
What I wanted to do was actually go through, there's a thread on the Discord server that's question for VIPs. First of all, I think the point of this thread was so that we'd answer them in the podcast, not so that you would.
Oh, I thought
them.
Like we answer them like,
no, that's
in
what
Discord.
I don't think so. I think this is so. I mean, we could just like, this would be a good thing where we can go through and answer people's
this
questions.
True. This is true.
And so get in the Discord server. Thank you again. We're at 1,800 patrons right now on Patreon.
Fucking insane.
So fucking thank you so much.
Love all of you.
Thank you for all the birthday wishes yesterday. Seriously, it meant a lot. Again, 15% off all my merch, CodyCoMerch.com with the promo code Xmas is back. And happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great one. Hope that you, you know, fuck a sweet potato casserole and ride your Sibian.
Wait.
Off into the sunset.
Hold on. I'm just going to fuck up the rhythm. And so I came up with this premise the other day for
a
stand-up bit. Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
I just have
7 minutes before I have to fucking.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. My girl lets me know when she wants to fuck by talking about other men. She sees a hot guy on TV. That's when I know. Because she's been with me for so long, I don't do it anymore. So when Chris Hemsworth pulls his shit off, she's like, he's kind of, I'm like, it's time.
So you guys, this is the hot material you could see if you come to the show on December 2nd. These are the type of fucking money-ass jokes.
Is that a money joke?
I mean, it needs work.
Yeah, no.
I think it needs work.
That's why I say it's a premise. It's
my girlfriend thinks Zac Efron's hot. Everyone's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, he is hot.
And then she get like turned on and shit, right? And then I punch her in the fucking face for violating my... No? Okay, well...
Jesus Christ. All right. XXX.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time with a little bit longer episode.
Yeah.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Wait. Okay, bye.
You're gonna fart or something.